was the night before Christmas when all through the house my creature was stirring.
The night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that Saint Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Ah, if only I could sleep. If only I knew.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Well, I'm stirring. If only I could sleep. If only I knew. We got trouble, the boss and me. Big trouble. I mean, how would you feel if it was only 3 minutes to Christmas and you didn't know whether... As we say when approaching a tall piece of cheddar, better start from the top. The trouble began 2 months ago when the mailman came.
For us, it's for Santa.
So's this.
And this.
And this.
I spilled that ink. These are the letters we wrote to Santa.
The letters we wrote to Santa? Returned?
Not accepted by addressee.
What does that mean, Father?
That Santa doesn't want our letters.
But why?
I don't know, Sarah. I don't know.
The same thing was happening all over town. As boys and girls got their letters back from Santa, no one knew what it meant. But we grown-ups knew one thing for sure. We were going to do everything we could to find out. While the people were storming the village hall and the mayor was wishing he was somewhere else, I decided to give Mouse Bell a whirl and get the word from up north.
North Pole Substation.
This is Father Mouse in Junctionville. Am I coming through?
The equipment is in working order.
Oh, well, listen. We want to know, what's the matter with Santa?
You'll have to be more specific, sir.
I'll be specific. How about these letters that all came back? Not even opened.
You did say Junctionville, sir.
Yes, Junctionville.
That explains it, sir. Santa didn't like that letter in the Junctionville register, sir. Not one bit.
Letter? What letter? Who wrote it?
I wish I knew. It was signed, All of Us.
Hello, hello. Back issues, Junctionville Register. In the cellar.
A citizen to see you, Mr. Mayor.
Citizen? They're not allowed in here. This is public property.
This one says he has an answer to our problem.
Then show him in. Show him in!
Mr. Joshua Trundle, a clockmaker.
Mr. Mayor and Honorable Councilman, I think we all know what the problem is.
We have concluded that for reasons unknown, Mr. Claus, Santa that is, has taken an unconscionable attitude of hostile retaliation toward... he's mad at us.
That's just what I think, too, and I want to make him happy again. With this.
Very handsome, Mr. Trundle. But, how will a clock make him happy?
It's not an ordinary clock. At exactly midnight on Christmas Eve, when Santa is flying overhead, he'll hear this.
Christmas chimes are calling, Santa, Santa, every heart recalling, Santa, Santa, come on, old Kris Kringle, down the Milky Way.
Of course, this is only a small model with the children singing. I'd have to make a big one, big enough for Santa to see it and hear it.
I move to authorize construction at once.
Second.
All those in favor? And don't you dare say no, McDevitt.
Aye.
Carried. You may build your clock, Mr. Trundle, and may the enchanting tones of its melody soar to the pinnacle of the celestial heights where... Oh, heck, get started.
I found it! I found it! Dear editor, Santa Claus is a fraudulent myth rooted in unconscious fantasies and emerging as a deceitful lie.
P.S. The reindeer are phony, too.
Signed, all of us.
No wonder Santa's angry.
Who would send him a letter like that?
Big words. It sounds like the mayor.
Long words.
Oh, no. It couldn't be.
Albert?
Yes, Father?
There's something we've got to talk about.
I said, yes, Father.
Yes, Father, what?
I wrote the letter. My friends and I, that is. All of us.
You didn't, Albert.
Dear editor, Santa Claus is a fraudulent myth rooted in...
Enough.
Write another one, right away, apologizing.
But I can't.
Why not?
That letter was true.
You don't know as much as you think because you only think with your head. So you have a lot of trouble believing in things you can't see or touch.
Like, for instance, what things?
How about fairies and leprechauns on St. Patrick's Day? How about just about everything that makes a holiday gay? There's more to the world than meets the eye. When doubt's in your mind, give your heart a try. Let up a little on the wonder why and give your heart a try. If you can't believe what you can't see, well, here's what to do to become like me. Let up a little on the wonder why and give your heart a try.
What is spring without the Easter Bunny?
Like a rainbow that doesn't end in money.
Would be a start.
There's more to the world than meets the eye. When doubt's in your mind, give your heart a try. Let up a little on the wonder why and give your heart a try.
Here's our first example of how you've ruined everyone's Christmas with your opinions. This children's hospital wants new laughter. Best medicine there is, but not anymore. There's Davy Thomas. Best artist in school. He made that picture of Santa when he thought that Santa cared.
These are just kids. Grown-ups never believe in Santa.
Don't quite know everything, do you? Everyone's asleep.
Mr. Trundle's been hard at work making a special clock. There's the model. When the clock strikes 12 on Christmas Eve, it'll play a song welcoming Santa. Does that sound like a man who doesn't believe?
Song? When the hands come together like this?
What's the matter with you? You want to wake everyone up?
That's pretty neat. Does it work on the gear and pinion principle or an AC synchronous motor?
Well, it's more of a gear what? Synchronous who?
Ever since Copernicus, Dad, it was known that...
Never mind, never mind. You may know algebra, son, but this time the whole town's counting on this clock.
Hello, citizens. We are gathered on this auspicious occasion to honor a distinguished gentleman whose inspired and consummate excellence in the craft of chronometric creation has, oh, heck, he made one whale of a clock. Mr. Joshua Trundle. And now, Mr. Trundle, if you will start your magnificent clock and its song that will make Santa Claus our friend again.
With pleasure.
Bluey, life changed for Mr. Trundle. No one trusted him anymore.
Please, come back. I'm still a good clockmaker, really, I am.
What do you want?
I'm Joshua Trundle. I've come to fix the clock.
Ain't you fixed things enough around here?
But I made that clock. For the town, for Santa. It's got to work by Christmas Eve, and I can make it work.
What seems to be the trouble?
This joker wants to get in. Says he came to fix the clock.
Is that what he says? Well, let me tell you something, Trundle. Of all the incompetent, insolent purveyors of chicanery that I have ever... go home.
Winter came and things got tough for the Trundles. And if you think they had it bad, we'd have swapped our whiskers for a peanut shell or a round ripe apple seed, but meals don't fall from empty tables. Then, finally, it was Christmas Eve.
No sense in hanging stockings, Dad.
There's no one to fill them this year, unless you believe in miracles.
Now, don't go saying that. The night's not over yet. There's always hope. Miracles happen most every day to people like you and me. But don't expect a miracle unless you help make it to be. So you hope, and I'll hurry. You pray, and I'll plan. We'll do what's necessary, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand. You love, and I'll labor. You sit, and I'll stand. Get help from our next door neighbor, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand. We'll help our maker to make our dreams come true, but I can't do it alone. So here's what we're gonna do. You hope,
we hope,
and I'll hurry.
Da, da, da.
You pray,
we pray,
and I'll plan.
Da, da, da.
We'll do what's necessary, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand.
We'll help our maker to make our dreams come true, but we can't do it alone. So what are we gonna do?
You wish.
We wish.
and I'll whittle. You drip while I dry. Let's all try to help a little, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand.
Come, children, it's time for bed.
Even a miracle needs a hand.
What is it?
My fault. All my fault. I've ruined everyone's Christmas.
I know. I know you wrote the letter, Albert. You told us so, and that was honest of you. But as you said, it was your opinion.
No, that isn't it. Something else.
What else?
Mr. Trundle's clock in the village hall. I wanted to see how it worked, so I climbed up into it and...
Kerplunk?
Kerplooey.
You broke the clock?
I didn't mean it, Father. I'm sorry. So sorry.
It's not enough to be sorry. When you've done something wrong, you have to correct the thing you did.
That's it. I'll fix it, Father. I'll fix the clock by midnight. Then maybe Santa will...
You believe in Santa?
I don't know. But I've learned that I still got a lot to learn.
But, son, you don't know how to fix a clock.
That's all right, Father. Copernicus knew. You hope, and I'll hurry. You pray, and I'll plan. We'll do what's necessary, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand.
Good luck!
Psst. Father Mouse?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Trundle.
Not very merry, I'm afraid.
You're right, of course. And it's my fault. My family's.
How so?
My older boy, Albert. First he insulted Santa, and then... I can hardly say it.
Go on.
I'm afraid he got into your clock to see how it worked, and then...
Kerplunk.
Kerplooey.
So, that was it.
The boy has repented. He's trying to make amends right now.
Diameter of coil in inverse ratio to mainspring.
Which brings us to where we were. 3 minutes. 3 seconds to Christmas.
Silent night.
No chimes.
Holy
no song.
Night.
No Santa.
All is calm.
Christmas cheer. Christmas chimes are calling Santa and his eight reindeer. We love his laughter. He's jingling-a-ling forever after. The bells will ring. Christmas chimes are calling Santa, Santa. Every heart recalling Santa, Santa.
Come on, oh, Kris Kringle, down the Milky Way.
Christmas chimes are calling Santa. We need you.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all!
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"